Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Tens of thousands of Palestinians waited, blocked on the road to return to their homes in northern Gaza on Sunday, voicing frustration after Israel accused Hamas of breaching a ceasefire agreement by changing the order of hostages it has released and refused to open crossing points. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
In southern Gaza, some displaced Palestinians already have dismantled their tents. Mohammed al-Najjar accuses Israel of leaving people stuck without tents and on the streets. Come see what we are going through. Come see our children suffering. It is enough that you have seen us getting slaughtered and killed, that you have seen our destruction, and you have been watching. The standoff in Gaza comes a day after President Donald Trump suggested that most of Gaza's population be resettled elsewhere, including Egypt and Jordan. Bassem Naim, a senior Hamas official, says Palestinians would never accept such a proposal. I'm Donna Water.
Trump spoke Saturday with reporters aboard Air Force One, saying he ended his predecessor's hold on sending 2,000-pound bombs to Israel. On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked Trump for the weapons.
Thank you, President Trump, for keeping your promise to give Israel the tools it needs to defend itself, to confront our common enemies, and to secure a future of peace and prosperity.
An undersea fiber optic cable between Latvia and Sweden was damaged Sunday morning, likely due to a quote-unquote external influence, Latvian public broadcaster LSM reported, citing the cable operator, Latvia Prime Minister Evika Salina. So we are in contact with both NATO and the Baltic Sea countries, and together we are cooperating in the investigation of the case, because it is also clear that there will have to be an investigation at the criminal procedural level. This is VOA News.
The last developments in North Kivu, the advance of M23 troops and imminent threats against Goma are extremely concerning. We strongly condemn the ongoing offensive led by the M23 with the active support of Rwanda.
That was France's permanent representative to the United Nations, Nicolas de Riviere. Rwandan-backed fighters closed in on eastern Congo's largest city of Goma on Sunday, forcing thousands of civilians to flee and grounding flights from the local airport as government forces battle to stop the rebels seizing the city. Gunfire and artillery fire could be heard on the city's outskirts early Sunday, leading to panic in some areas, residents said. Alice Afiza is one of those fleeing. The situation here has not been good at all since last night. We have been hearing shots and blasts all night, and we're suffering a lot. M23 rebels have made rapid advances this month, raising fears that the fighting could spill over into a regional war. The UN Security Council was due to meet a day earlier than planned on Sunday to discuss the crisis, diplomats said, after four UN peacekeepers from Malawi and Uruguay were killed a day earlier. More than 40,000 people protested in Athens and the northern city of Thessaloniki on Sunday, demanding justice for the families of the 57 victims who died in a train crash in 2023, the worst railroad accident in Greece's history. Nikos Palakias lost three in the crash, including twins. We are here standing strong. We have become hardened. Life has hardened us. We mourn, but we keep coming here. We will be on the streets until the last person responsible is locked up in prison. The accident was blamed on faulty equipment and human error, and the head of the nearby station was charged. But according to leaks this week from an expert's report funded by victims' families, the cargo train was carrying an illegal load of explosive chemicals which contributed to the heavy death toll. German NGO Seepunk said Sunday that two children died and 17 migrants were rescued after a shipwreck in the Mediterranean. The rescue took place in the early hours of Sunday morning in the Maltese search and rescue area. Survivors told rescuers that the boat set off with 21 people, Seepunk's added, leaving two missing. Iran said it had arrested 13 adherents of the banned Baha'i faith, accusing them of proselytizing to children and adolescents, local media reported, drawing condemnation from an international organization representing Baha'is. The Islamic Republic considers the Baha'i faith a heretical offshoot of Islam. The Baha'i national community, which represents the faith worldwide, said in a statement that the arrested women, quote, were facilitating simple children's classes. Arresting them is the equivalent of arresting people for teaching Sunday school, unquote. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.